Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. It's kind of snuck up on us, but it's the 150th run for the roses in Louisville coming up at Churchill Downs this Saturday, the Kentucky Derby. Yeah. And we found out yesterday that Ashland, Kentucky native Wynonna Judd's going to be singing the national anthem.
Very cool.
Last year was Carly Pierce.
Yeah.
It's always a Kentucky somebody.
Yeah, that's very cool. It.
Have you ever been, Stat? You've been down there?
I haven't been down yet. No, my wife's gone.
Really? What about you, Dave?
I went 1 year. Yeah. Fusiachi Pegasus was the horse that was slated to win. And I remember I bet on a long shot, Captain Steve. I can't believe I remember these names because this was over 20 years ago.
Gosh.
And Captain Steve was paying off at about 30-1. And, dude, he led so long in that race to the point where I got excited.
Of course.
I was like,
I'm about to win a bunch of money.
Oh, because I think I put like $10 on him to win. Come on, Captain Steve. Nah, he flamed out at the end and Fusiachi Pegasus won. But I mean, it's beautiful down there. I mean, we were right at the third turn, I think. It was amazing. It's really one of those things you're like, dude, I'm at the Derby.
Everybody's dressed fancy.
Yeah, and there's celebrities everywhere, so it's fun.
And they got on those fancy hats, and I'm actually going to get a mani-pedi at Mitchell's today.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my girl that does my nails, she has a lot of those hats, and I'm trying to text her to say, can you bring your fascinators? And I'm like, how the heck do you spell that? So
fascinators.
Like the little hats that like sit on the side of like women's heads.
Yeah, they can be little or they can be big.
Those are called fascinators. I've never heard that.
Wait a minute. I know a word that Big Dave doesn't.
I know the word fascinator, but I
don't
know.
You've never heard of that word?
No, I've never.
Oh, man, my wife and kids, we have got a few of them around the house.
Ooh.
I always joke around and just wear them like just. Come out of the laundry room wearing one.
Like the sideways?
Oh, shoot. Yeah. I could have asked you to bring me one. Fascinating. Or I could just go buy one. I have one, but it's like a teal color, and I've worn it several times. I need a new one, you know?
Just update it. Or like you add to it. A lot of people get out the glue gun and put little things to personalize their fascinator.
Okay. Well, I learned something new. Look at that.
A fascinator, yes.
So why do you need a fascinator? You're going to a derby party?
I don't exactly know what I'm doing, but I'm sure I'll be watching the derby somewhere.
Yeah.
And you got to have one.
Well, I mean, it's only like 2 minutes. You know, it's like the longest lead up. You think it's long to get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
It's like the derby. You start watching, you're like, wait. And then they're not even telling you how long it is until the race. And you're like, hang on a second. When is this thing? Well, I think it starts around 6:30. Actual race or maybe six or something, but don't quote me on that because they won't tell you. They want you to watch all the races beforehand too.
Horses aren't like football players where you could just tell them like, okay, you got to get into position. Mm-hmm. Like horses, they're wild, man. Then try to get them into their little areas before the race. It could be a battle.
It can be. All right. So
I'm determined to get a new fascinator by Saturday. I can do this. Yeah. Well, heck, you could maybe bring me one tomorrow if I don't get one.
We can personalize it for you.
Oh, we'll see.
I still like
Fascinator, Dave.
I'm
he's fascinated.
Can I admit something?
What?
I Googled it while you were talking. Like, is she got this right?
Yes. Oh, wow.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. So last week we kind of got into these bad date stories, and it was all because somebody came up to you at your Dr. Noosey brand new weight loss remote.
Yeah, Jordan popped in and he had heard me talking about like these terrible DMs that I've been getting. So he shared that he actually went on some dates And it just wasn't pretty.
And it opened the floodgates. People wanted to call in and just start sharing their bad first dates and online experiences. And now we got James from Carthage here. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're all right. Well, share, man. Let's hear what happened on this date. You said it's very unique.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, it is. So do you guys remember Yahoo Personals?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're going back.
Yeah. I am going back to the early 2000s. So I met a girl on Yahoo Personals, and we exchanged numbers, and we texted and talked for a while before we got together. So we set up a night to go out on a date. So we were going to go out to dinner, and I was going to her place to pick her up to go out. So I get there, and the pictures that she sent was her. It was everything was good and legit. So I get there, and she is not ready to go out yet, which is fine. So she has her hair up. Makeup's not done. She says, here, just come on in, have a seat. You know, here's, if you want a drink, here's a drink. And I'll be ready here 15 minutes or so. Okay. So I sit down and just kind of sit there. I don't drink anything, but I'm just kind of sitting there. And then she says, hey, can you come back here? I don't know if I like what I'm wearing. I would like you to tell me what you think.
Oh, wow. Well,
this sounds like it's going good.
This is where it gets interesting. So I go back there to her room, and she is laying on the bed with no clothes on.
Whoa. Whoa.
And she says to me, I feel like we've bonded well, and I want to have children, and I want you to be the father. So can we do this so I can have your DNA, your genes, or whatever? So I'm like, whoa.
What?
Wait a minute.
So let me, I was like, well, hold on. Let me go to the bathroom real quick, you know, to freshen up. So I walk out, and I just bounced. I ran out of that place, and I never talked to her again, obviously.
What in the world?
I was saying it was unique. I don't know if it was bad. It was just unique.
That's insanity.
That's an adult film plot right there.
You didn't even have to take her to dinner.
Yeah.
Wow. No. So I heard your stories the last couple of days. I was like, I got to call and get on the air and share this story.
And then I'm guessing you never talked to her again. Like,
oh, no, gosh, no. No, that was a total never talk to, never see, never email. No. Yeah.
Did she try to reach out to you after that?
Once or twice, but I think she got the clue real quick once I did not respond that I was not going to respond.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, that was different. I guess she wanted a baby really bad, but I was not ready for that.
That is crazy.
Crazy.
All right. Well, I tell you what, James, that is a pretty good story. And you know what? Just for that, you're going to get a pair of tickets to go see Dan and Shay at Riverbend on July 18th. How about it?
That is awesome. That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
Now, who's your date going to be for this one?
My wife.
Oh, okay.
Good call.
Your new baby mama. Yeah.
Did you yep, meet her on it. Yahoo Personals too?
No, I did not. I like her.
It was in an AOL chat room, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah, right.
Way to go, James. Thanks for sharing with us.
Yep, thank you.
Amazing. I can't even. It's 6:34.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
Who was right last night? This morning we've got Lee stepping into the courtroom. Good morning, Lee.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. And this has to do with you and your long-term boyfriend, Chris. And, well, this is a pretty tough argument to be having here. Go ahead and fill us in.
Yeah, this is a pretty serious one that is really difficult. So Chris and I have been together for a long time. We basically may as well be a married couple, but we're not married yet. We've been together for almost 5 years. And we get into these arguments about marriage. He sees it a different way than I see it. He knows what my long-term goals are, but he has this thing around marriage that he doesn't quite agree with. He doesn't quite agree with, like, the legalities of it, if that makes sense. He thinks that what we're doing is just fine and we don't have to have, you know, an actual legal binding document. And, you know, it feels like too much pressure to him and but he knows how important it is to me. And to me, I see it so differently as a beautiful, you know, bond. And so we get into these arguments all the time about it. And it's a very icky feeling to have where it feels like we're on the same page about so many other things in life, but this very serious topic, we're just not on the same page about. And I want it so badly. But at the same time, I don't want it to ruin us either. And if he has these very serious, you know, thoughts about it, I don't want it to ruin us. So it's like, who compromises, right?
How long did you guys say you've been together?
Almost 5 years.
And do you live together?
Yeah. And like, he doesn't understand also, like, I'm a girl, like, I dreamed of this. And,
yeah.
You know, like, and then people start questioning you. Your friends start questioning, well, when's he going to propose? Or when, you know, mm-hmm. that way. And your family. And then I'm then making excuses for him. And it just is like, I'm finding myself now where beforehand, it was a topic that we just never really had to deal with. And now that we're this far in and we're getting older and it's the timeline and it's everyone else questioning and putting their opinions on it, it's now starting to feel almost like this, like the water is about to boil over and I can't control it anymore.
You don't want to make him marry you.
Right. So I'm torn because the love is there, you know, it's just hard.
Was kids a sticking point? Do you want kids?
That's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah. See, I mean, you want to get a dad or find somebody who's willing to be a dad at this point in your life,
husband.
Is what you're saying, before it's unhealthy to have children.
Yep.
See, I mean, that'll get the clock topic. Ticking faster there. That's holding feet to the fire.
I do want kids, and he's unsure. So there's a lot of things here with us that, like, it's very difficult. This concept of, like, is love enough? And I don't know if it is, because we're finally reaching that boiling point, like I said, of just, I don't know if what we're wanting is matching up. And so then it's making us more tense all of a sudden, and we're having these arguments and that we never had before, because I guess we just ignored the topic, you sure. know?
Yeah, it's sometimes easier to just push it down.
Yeah. Real quick, before we get to the jury, I had one more question for you, Lee. Chris, does he have a lot of divorces in his family and things like that?
No.
I have a ton of divorces in my family. It didn't stop me.
Yeah. If anything, it's funny. I think about this a lot. My parents are divorced. I'm the one that comes from a divorced family. But thank goodness my parents are still friends. I have that at least. It's healthy. But his parents are still married, like upwards of 40 years. Great family. His siblings are married. Great marriage. I've been to their weddings. Like, there's for him. And I think about that a lot. I'm like, what is it about marriage that freaks you out so much when, to me, you have such amazing examples of what a happy married life could look like?
Okay. We've heard your side here, Lee. We're ready to go to the jury. So, Statman, where are you at?
Are we deciding on whether they should get married or not?
Yeah, how do they move forward?
Dude, he's got to come up with a black and white straight answer of yes or no. I don't think you could avoid this conversation anymore. Do you want to be a dad? Yes or no? No, then it's time to move on, and you got to go find somebody who wants to be a father and be in a marriage with you. I mean, yeah, there's a crossroads. There's a point in life that you can only kick the can so far, and I think you're there. I don't know your guys' ages, but it sounds like mentally you're ready to start a family, and I think you might have to start one with somebody else.
Yeah.
I think actions speak louder than words. Even if you ask him, you know the answer already. No, he doesn't want to be a dad. No, he doesn't want to be a husband. He cannot provide what you are looking for, but somebody else out there can.
Yeah, I think that's the harsh reality I'm facing right now. Unfortunately, yeah, like, again, like, I don't, love isn't enough, like, you know, it's so hard.
This means a lot to you. Obviously, it might be tough to find another Chris that you get everything is so perfect with, except for this one thing.
It's a big thing to not.
It is
agree
a big,
on.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying it's like it's a big thing. But yeah. I mean, it sounds like you're truly in love with each other, and I think he should reassess his thoughts on this. Myself,
yeah.
But I think we've got a lot of people already reaching out through our B105 jury at 749-B105 and coming through the app. So, Lee, let's try to find out what they have to say, okay?
Yeah, I really appreciate that. And it'll feel good to not feel like I'm so alone in this.
I don't think you are, but best of luck, and hopefully he comes to his senses soon, because you sound like a great woman, and he's lucky to have you.
Well, I appreciate you all. Thank you so much.
All right, through the app and 749-B105. In the meantime, rain's starting to come down again. Denise Johnson, what's going on?
Well, we're still dealing with a few issues out there. A couple of new accidents. Northbound 71-75, an accident at Kyle's Lane. The right lane is blocked. Traffic is backed up to 275. You have another accident, North 71-75 at Turfway. And the right lane is reported to be blocked. Traffic is backed up to 42. Looks like they cleared the accident. Westbound 275 west of Loveland Madeira. Traffic is still slow from State Route 131 heading westbound. And you have an accident northbound on 75. That is just north of the lateral over on the right shoulder now. Traffic is slow from just north of 74 heading in that northbound direction. Metro now is extending coverage and hours in 2024. Go Metro, your way to go. I'm Denise Johnson. That's your traffic.
Thank you, Denise. Well, we thought the rain was finished, but we got some more passing showers coming through. Should be partly cloudy by this afternoon with a high of 76. A little of the rain right now, and 60 at B105. Oh, the app is going nuts here this morning.
Yeah, Jessica says in all capital letters, get out of there.
All right, 749-B105. Let's hear what you think about Lee and Chris's situation there. In the meantime, Jordan Davis with a song that kind of sides with Lee's take on this. Next thing you know on the B.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. Who was right last night? This morning we heard from Lee, whose boyfriend of 5 years, Chris, does not want to get married, nor does he want to have children, and she does.
And she says she's so in love. This is a tough maybe deal breaker for her.
Maybe. And he's in love with her, but just doesn't believe in marriage, thinks it's just a slip of paper. So we're seeing if there's anybody got some advice for Lee out there. Monica, you said you have a few questions, though. What's that?
Yeah, so if they had these conversations in the beginning, like he was set on not getting married and she was, did they really need to go 5 years in?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or was it the old I can change him philosophy that she
and
had?
That's what I said. And yeah, really, you can't, unfortunately. If most men are usually set in their ways.
Yeah,
but then again, my wife changed me over, and in the very beginning, we both agreed we are not having kids. Marriage, right. Yeah, maybe. And then we all of a sudden we got married 2 kids later, and I wouldn't have changed a thing. But you got to be willing to change.
You do,
and I don't know if this guy is willing to change
for the right woman. He is.
Yes, that's well said.
Yeah.
Yes,
for the right woman, he is willing to change, and that's what stinks.
Well, good points, Monica. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good day.
You too. And Barbara from Independence is 100% Lee's side. Why is that?
Well, I feel like if he can't commit, he needs to go. Something similar happened to me 4 years ago, and I was in a relationship for 4 years with someone, and he just could not commit. I mean, not even tell me he loved me. Oh. So I said, see ya. And now I am happily married to my childhood sweetheart when I was 12 and he was 19.
Oh, my gosh.
Cool.
Wow.
So you're saying if you can't commit, you got to pack your stuff.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Ashley comes through the B105 app. Nope, my husband had the same thoughts as her man, but we got married because he respected how I felt and knew I was the one. There seems to be many big issues they aren't seeing eye to eye on. Might just be time to walk away.
Yeah, it sounds like from Brenda T's opinion, he's in love with you, but maybe not in love with you. You have to decide if it's enough for you to, you know, accept where your relationship is at, or move on and find somebody who wants the same things you want.
Mm-hmm. All right. Lots of good comments coming through this morning on the app and at 749-B105.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
Oh, we've got a very special dad joke of the day today because it's coming from Sophie. She is a second grader at Walton Verona Elementary. And today, Sophie is turning 8 years old. Happy birthday, Sophie! And this is what you wanted for your birthday, to do the dad joke for us?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's go. Let's have it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Daisy.
Daisy who?
Daisy me rolling.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to catch you riding dirty, girl.
Come
on. Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Happy birthday, Sophie. You're dynamite, and I hope you're taking cupcakes to school for all your classmates.
Thank you.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. So adorable. It's a 7:08.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Ashley is already in vacation mode because you're getting ready to, just like Statman a few weeks ago, head to Florida.
Yeah, going wheels up. I'm looking forward to it. Headed to the beach for a week.
A week?
Yes.
Right.
Who are you seeing down there?
My Aunt Amber, my Uncle Fred, they live down that way. So I'm going to do the derby with them and soak up some sun and probably a little bit of alcohol. And
so they have a place, so you get to stay there for free?
Actually, I'd met a girl a couple years ago on Snapchat.
Oh, geez.
Her name's Ellen. And she had told me previously that her family owns a condo down there. And I got in contact with her mom, and her mom rented it out to me.
Okay, so you're renting a condo?
Yeah.
Cool. What part of Florida is it in?
Siesta.
Oh, nice. Siesta Key.
Yeah,
okay.
And Cinco de Mayo this Sunday, so I'm going to have a fiesta in Siesta.
Oh, that's fun.
I know. Yeah. But then I did something that, like, Big Dave would probably die over. First of all, this whole scenario of what? Meeting someone on Snapchat.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm already just sketchy, yes, over here, but
also, like, I waited forever to book my flight. Like, literally booked it yesterday.
Oh. Wait a second. And when do you leave?
Thursday.
You
2 days before leaving, you booked the flight.
It was really dumb.
Well, it depends. They say there's, like, a funny window of opportunity to get flights, and sometimes they're trying to pack the plane and give, like, cheap rates. So do you feel like you got a good deal?
His face.
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
I think I did.
Because you've been talking about this for months.
Yeah.
And the most important part of the trip is to getting there.
Well, like, I'm booked. I just know that you would have had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably, like, I still need to pack, and I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I ordered that big Shein order. I got all my clothes, basically. They all came in one box.
So you did that, yeah, but you didn't book the air travel.
My priorities were a little messed up.
But let's be honest, there's lots of flights to Florida. It's not like it's hard to get down there.
It's more expensive, I think, though, the closer you get.
Waiting. Yeah,
I mean, but you're saying there's a window where you can get them cheaper?
Yeah, like just a couple days beforehand, because they're trying to pack the flight. And if there was lots of seats left on the flight, then sometimes you could get a deal. My brother-in-law does that a lot of times, buys flights like the day before or whatever, and gets amazing deals.
It's a gamble, that's for sure.
But it's a gamble if the flight has seats. Yes. And I think because you're flying out in the middle of the week or like Thursday or whatever, that's probably why.
Yeah, it wasn't
got
bad.
Lucky.
All right. I just can't. I mean, that's not me. I would be like,
oh,
I
no,
got to get
you would have booked
done.
Your flight.
If I was going somewhere in October, I would book the flight today just to make sure it was.
We're just
that's
a little
how,
different.
I guess. And I would also not take advice from someone. Hey, rip my condo on Snapchat. I don't think I could do that either.
Well, I'm sure you did your research, right?
I
Googled it, looked at pictures.
I looked at pictures.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fine. I'm going to get down there and be like, I have nowhere to stay.
No. Yeah, nowhere to stay. If you get down there. Come on, let's be honest here.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Ah. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. We were just talking with Ashley about her vacation to Florida coming up this week. She has rented a condo from someone she met on Snapchat.
A couple years ago.
And she bought her airline tickets just yesterday for a flight on Thursday.
Hot Mess Express.
And I've got dad-level anxiety here. Sam, what do you say about this?
Dad-level anxiety can calm down. Ashley is going to be very safe in this condo. I am very good friends with the people who own the condo, and she is going to have the best time, and the condo is beautiful.
Wait, how do you know the people?
Long story short, but I've known the family since I was born. Dad and the owner's dad went to high school together.
Look at that. See, I gave enough context clues, like Ellen on Snapchat, her family has a condo in Siesta. So someone that knows this family, like Sam, knew right away.
Yeah, okay. Ellen is my bestie.
That's reassuring because I don't know them really at all.
So you're vouching for them. Yeah.
I 100% am.
Are they excited to have Ashley from B105 staying in their condo?
Absolutely they are. When I heard Ellen on the radio and it was a Siesta Key, I was like, I've heard this story before. I think it might be true. And I found out it was.
Yes, it is.
Did they get a security deposit?
I paid them a long time ago.
You did that a long time ago.
I did.
But not the flight. I see how it works. Okay. All right, Sam. So this is great. So now people that Ashley kind of knows because she rented their condo have been vouched for by someone she has no idea who you are.
It's reassuring.
Yeah.
The Big Dave Show.
My favorite music and a few laughs.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Our good vibes today happened in Orlando, Florida, and they involve a Florida boy. Not a Florida man, but a Florida boy. 4-year-old Stone Hicks. Now, Stone has been struggling with kidney failure for his whole life, and 2 years ago, he got a kidney transplant from his dad, and he's now doing much better. But it's been a tough road for Stone through these years, and well, he is an avid Paw Patrol fan and has always dreamed of becoming a police officer. And the other day, he did, thanks to the Orlando Police Department. He got to live the dream through the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
That's great.
So there's the chief of police. They give him his uniform. He's got it on. But no uniform is complete without those very important patches.
Something else for you. No police officer's not complete without the patches. That's the SWAT team. That's the Orlando Police Department. You're now a member. Here's your bag, buddy.
So that's not all they did for him. That was adorable, but please, he had to solve his first case. And guess what? An Orlando Magic NBA jersey had gone missing, and it was stolen. So they put Stone on the case, and he quickly arrested the culprit. A police dog had taken the jersey. So he got to arrest the suspect, and he also got a few licks on the face from the suspect as well. But, oh, my goodness, what a wonderful story happening there in Orlando. So to the Orlando Police Department and also the Make-A-Wish Foundation and Stone Hicks, thank you guys for the good vibes this morning.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Get it right, you flush. Get it wrong, you're flushed. It's time for the Final Flush on B105.
Yes, it is a brand new game called the Final Flush here on B105, and we have got our four contestants lined up this morning. It is Sierra from Batavia. Hi, Sierra.
Hello.
So tell us a little bit of something about yourself.
About 3 days a week, I go for 4 hours and sit with my papaw while he gets his dialysis.
Oh, okay.
Spend time with him. Yeah.
That's some good granddaughter time, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we got you. Now, how about you, Misty from Harrison? Tell us a little something about yourself.
5 days a week. I work from home, and the kids have been home a lot lately, and will be home even more. And it's going to be very, very hectic for me.
Working from home with kids. All right. Brandy from Dry Ridge, what about you?
6 days a week. I work in a factory, and we have no heat and no air.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. That doesn't even sound right.
Wow. Okay, and finally, Elizabeth from Amelia, tell us a little something about yourself.
I'm currently trying to teach 2 teenage children how to drive at the same time.
Oh my gosh.
Hopefully in separate cars.
Okay. Yes. All right, so this is how it's going to work. I'm going to read you 3 questions, and once I'm finished reading the question, if you know the answer to it, shout out your name. We'll let you answer the question. If you get it wrong, you are flushed out of the game. If you get it right, you get to pick someone else to flush out of the game.
Any questions?
Nope.
And today we're playing for a pair of tickets to see Walker Hayes in concert. Are you guys all ready?
Yep.
It's time for the final flush. Question number 1, if you're looking for this Oops, I Did It Again singer on Instagram today, you won't find her because she deleted that app yesterday.
Brandy.
All right. Brandy from Felicity, or Brandy from Dry Ridge, working in a factory with no heat or air today. What's the answer?
Britney Spears
is correct.
All right. Nice job.
All right. So you need to flush someone out of the game. Is it going to be Sierra, who sits with her papaw while he gets dialysis?
Is it going to be Misty, who works from home with kids?
Or is it going to be Elizabeth, who's trying to teach 2 teenagers how to drive?
Misty.
You're getting rid of Misty? Work from home mom?
Yes.
All right, Misty, we got to say bye-bye to you.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
You are now lost out of the game. All right, Misty, we're going to let you go. All right, now, are you guys ready for question number 2?
Yes.
Remember, shout your name if you know the answer.
Okay.
The cartoon Porky's Hare Hunt debuted on this date in 1938, and that means this Waskily Wabbit is 86 years old today.
Elizabeth.
All right, Elizabeth, who is it?
Bugs Bunny.
Boom, there we go. Nice Bugs job. Is 86 today. So are you going to flush Sierra, who sits with her papaw during dialysis?
Or Brandy from Dry Ridge, the factory worker with no heat or AC?
I'm sorry, Brandy.
Oh, man.
Oh, Brandy, she went with you, girl.
Thank you.
All right, we got to say bye-bye to Brandy now. And it's down to 2, Sierra and Elizabeth. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
This Ashland, Kentucky native will be singing the national anthem at Saturday's Kentucky Derby. Somebody has to answer.
Can I give him a hint?
Her mama will not be singing with her.
Sierra?
All right, Sierra.
Winona Judd.
That's it!
Elizabeth,
we got to say goodbye to you now.
Congratulations, Sierra.
Thank you. Listen to that. Even as she's saying that as she's about to get flushed. Well, congratulations, Sierra. You did it. Our first round of Final Flush won by you.
Yay.
Yeah, Sierra, you're going to see Walker Hayes at PNC Pavilion on May 30th. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now you got something to talk about with Pawpaw while he's getting dialysis. Uh-huh.
Way to go, girl.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
You know, you keep going over to B105.com and filling out applications for membership, and every day we keep adding a new member, and today, our pal from Lawrenceburg, Indiana, Eddie Harrell, is here. Eddie, welcome to the B105 Country Club.
Hey, thank you much, you guys. Appreciate your show.
Oh, well, we appreciate you listening. It says you're a handyman.
Yes, sir. Just doing a lot of work, any kind of odds and ends, pretty much anything that the big guys won't touch, I'll take care of it for you.
I love you right in here. If you're not living life on the edge, you're taking up too much space.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that in a t-shirt and travel one time up in Canada, and I said, oh, that's me.
Yeah, that's your saying. It says you've been listening for 2.5 decades?
Oh, yeah. Ever since I moved to this area, I grew up outside of Boston, but moving here, you know, B105 is one of the first stations I found, and it's always been fun. Your stories and all the good vibe stuff and just the entertainment you guys provide in the morning has been pretty good.
Well, what's your favorite part?
Oh, well, you know, just being able to hear the banter back and forth and you guys just kind of cracking up and making fun of each other. That continues with Jesse Nan in the afternoon and all that. So it's just, it's been a good time.
Let me tell you, Eddie, it's so easy to make fun of Big Dave.
You have a memory where one time we called your name as the winner of a contest and your phone just blew up. Did you not hear us call?
I was traveling at the time, so I've since changed jobs. The old job had me moving and grooving all the time, and I was not available by phone. And three of my friends heard it, and they all called me, and they're like, man, you got to call. You got 8 minutes left. You got 7 minutes left. And, you know, of course, I'd never made it because I wasn't available. But, you know, to each of the three of them afterwards, I'm like, why didn't either one of you guys just call and say you're me?
Like, oh,
he's sneaking.
Beat the system. I love it. All right, Eddie, well, we're happy to have you in the country club here. So the only thing left is to get the next song on B105 for you.
Yeah, I'd like to hear Don't Let the Old Man In by Toby Keith.
Oh, that's like his last big song. You had a Toby Keith memory, or what? Why does that song mean so much to you?
Well, in college, I grew up with a buddy. His name was Steve, and he was my roommate, and it was his favorite artist. And we had gone to a couple concerts out in Vegas to see Toby Keith, and it's just one of those things that just hearing him get sick and everything else, it just kind of resided within him. And, you know, I just appreciated his music. One time I heard that song, I was like, man, it's a good song.
All right, well, you're about to hear it right now on B105. Eddie Harrell, welcome to the Country Club, buddy.
Thank you, thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.